Yo, 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 welcome back to Los Hermanitos. This is Adam.
And Emery.
Yeah. Did you start off simple? How are you feeling?
Feeling pretty good. Morning just started. Ready. It's Thursday already. We're about to hit Friday.
Yeah.
We got two more weeks for school. Nothing about it. We're ready on next week. So we got one more week of school. And we got 2 week break, bro.
I turned 16 and spring break.
I'm ready, bro. I'm just ready to get out of school, bro. I'm ready to go out of school, bro. I'm ready to go out of school, bro. I'm 2 weeks, bro.
Two weeks break, bro. You know how much I could do in 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks, bro. Imagine the progress in 2 weeks.
The progress, bro.
That's actually fire, though. 2 weeks. I can't wait for that again. Don't we come back like in April or something, right?
April.
Like final weeks of March.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I'm ready, though.
Yes.
Yeah. And you, Adam?
Yeah, I'm ready, bro. I'm gonna start working now.
Ready?
I'm gonna get a job.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You gonna start working?
Huh?
Where are you gonna start working? At 16, you said, right?
Probably, yeah.
AMC,
probably,
you said?
Probably.
Mm. Oh, don't make me bad either. That's a fire.
It's not
job.
Bad. Most of the employees there, I just see them just standing around chilling.
Yeah.
Besides the cashiers.
Yeah. It's mostly like at night they start working, mostly.
Yeah. But I mean, it's not even a hard job. You just, it's not like anybody's rushing you.
Especially if you're doing the tickets, it's easy. You just gotta set the seat out and everything. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah, that's simple. You just,
you don't got anything to do. Mm-hmm. Besides, if it's card, you just gotta print the receipt and you're done.
Yeah.
If it's cash, you gotta count them. That's it. Pretty easy, though. But yeah, bro. Ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Ready for that 2 week break?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
About workout.
I'm trying to go home.
Work out every day.
I'm gonna be sleeping every day.
Mm-hmm.
Wanna skip workouts? No, it's fast.
Yeah,
I know. I need to catch up on my sleep though. I'm feeling back, but I'm a little tired still.
Nah, I've been kind of sleeping earlier now.
No.
Dude, I was tired yesterday.
I haven't been sleeping right. I've been sleeping since like 12 sometimes, 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I need to start sleeping early. The only one time I slept early was like 8. No, 9. Which was the time we went to LP yesterday. No, was it yesterday?
We didn't go to LP.
No, it
yesterday.
Was Tuesday.
Yeah.
I went, I was like, bro, I got home, went to bed.
Dude, I know. I went home, it was like 7 when I got home.
Yeah.
I ate, washed dishes, mm-hmm. It was like maybe 7:30. I fell asleep. It wasn't even 8 yet, and I fell asleep. I woke up at 4 in the morning. And I was
4 in the morning?
I was like super like energetic. I was like, man. And then I went back to sleep. Woke up at like 6. Had to get ready by 6:25.
I'll go to the bus, right?
Huh?
Go to the bus?
Yeah, the bus comes at 6:25.
At 6:25?
Yeah.
I'd be sleeping at 6:25, bro.
I'll
still be asleep. I'm like, like, I'd be gone, bro.
Because I woke up at 6 and I was like, oh.
So while you guys are leaving into the bus, I'm still home sleeping, bro.
I know, but we were.
Could it be me?
What the buses do, they don't like, you don't get off immediately.
Oh.
Everybody gets off like, at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we chill there until 7:05.
Oh, you guys just stay there waiting?
Yeah, that's why everybody comes like at the same time.
Mm. That's why it gets packed and all and stuff at the same time.
Yeah.
I thought it was like in order. Like one bus goes out first and the other one, then the other one.
No.
So they all come out at the same time? Doesn't matter?
Yeah. Well, what they do is they wait for basically almost all the buses to get there.
Yeah.
And when basically all of them's there, because some of them kind of run late,
mm-hmm.
at 7:05, they release all the students. They'll be like, oh, bus drivers release all the students. And everybody gets off the bus and just goes inside. I know. It would have been better if you just went in, dropped them off, went.
I thought it was just like that. I thought you just drop one-on-one. One by one.
Yeah.
But nah, I was like, I know that, bro.
But yeah, man, this break's gonna be good, bro.
Better be good.
I'm gonna get my glow up, bro.
I'm gonna go to Tennessee, bro.
You are? How long?
For 2 weeks.
The whole 2 weeks?
Yeah.
No. For like during the summer, I'm gonna go to Cali for a while.
That's right. I'm only going for the first week, I think. But I'm trying to convince him to go for the second week because I'm not trying to miss the first week. I'm trying to stay here for the first week.
Oh.
It's too quick, you know. Like right after 2 weeks.
Oh, you're not trying to miss my birthday. Type,
bro. I'm trying to stay here, bro. First week and second week, I don't care about second week. Second week is like you're already used to it, you know, you're in your break.
I think break started like on the 16th. No, not the 16th, 26th.
I think.
And that's like the first week. And then we went back like April, maybe 10th, around there.
It was a pretty good, that was a pretty good break.
I know it was.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't really do much.
Can you believe that, man? We're about to be juniors. We're almost done with this.
That's crazy.
Sophomore year, we're wrapping it up already. Thinking about it. So after them 2 weeks, that's done for it. We're done with school already. Thinking about it. We just gotta.
After those two weeks, there's no more breaks.
After that, it's going by quick. Like it's going by quick.
Dude, the next break is literally over. Like
this break is summer break.
I know. Literally, you're already juniors.
Oh my gosh, bro.
Because if you think about break, you feel like
that, bro. We're juniors now.
I know.
We're actually smart. We're passing grades. I just gotta get my grade. If not, I'm gonna take credit recovery.
English, I need to. Oh man, English, I need to get it up.
English?
I could easily do it. It's just she wasn't there for like a couple weeks,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't really like go over the stuff.
Yeah.
Like we're supposed to read a book, but the subs, they kind of didn't like say it right. They didn't even know what to really do. They just told us to do it and like
just right. do whatever. Like pretty yeah. much, yeah.
She was like sick for like 2 weeks, so we didn't really do much work. Mm. I didn't even know what I was doing, so I kind of just didn't do much.
And so you were lost, like confused.
A bit. Type. And now I have to get it up because she wasn't there. And now I've been slowly like doing all my work.
Because
I was doing, I got like a little rough start because of my Chromebook. I didn't have a charger. So literally nobody had a charger. So I couldn't really like do much.
Mm-hmm.
And I just slowly did work and it's getting up.
That's
what about
bad,
you, bro? What about your grades?
I only got one bad grade, which you seen it, which was personal finance.
Personal finance.
I used to do good in that class.
What was it about?
I was just finance stuff, taxes, how to do taxes, how you.
Oh, they actually teach you about taxes?
Yeah, that's what I said.
How much do they take out? Like 6%? No, or
we're just doing. 6%. We're talking about couples right now, like the couple taxes.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. And
I thought they tell you like exactly how much.
But that was like the taxes I fight the old people though. Older people. We didn't do like the young ones.
Oh, it's
they're,
older
they're
people.
Like 20 and up type.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They were like, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money, man. And I suck at math, so I'm gonna hold you back.
It's gonna be rough for you, huh?
I got like 4 answers wrong. I was like,
out of what?
Out of 4.
Out of 4. That's crazy.
Nah, but it's like easy, but then it's not, you know? Like, it literally just gives you the answers, but then it's just like, you want to do it by yourself, but I can't, bro. I can't do math. Only thing I'm good at is probably like algebra, which was Ms. Harris' class. That's probably like the easiest class I've probably ever had.
Dude, algebra is easy for me. Geometry, I know, I'm not good at
geometry,
it.
Geometry, I suck at, bro. They're over there doing these little triangles and
bro,
stuff.
Bro, I'd be so lucky if I guess it.
Nah, bro, I'd be guessing until I get the answer right. It says you got 3 more tries. I put 4, and then I put 5, and I'm like... I keep guessing, bro.
Dude, like, the homework for my geometry?
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, I don't even be understanding. But sometimes I just put, like, random stuff. The ones I don't know. And then the teacher, like, he kind of just grades it. He doesn't grade it by, like, correction. He just grades it if you've done it.
Like, the effort, at least.
Yeah, but what I want to do is I'm not going to, like... I did a few times where, like, I just put random stuff down. But what I want to do is I actually want to, like, pay attention. Because, like, for, like, quizzes and tests.
Yeah.
So I don't, like, fail them.
I've been trying to pay attention because we got a test today, bro. But I hold you back. I didn't even do the review, so.
I got my history grade up.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Dude, it was like low for a while, and I got it up by like 20%. I was like, oh, my gosh. That was good, bro. Big old difference. And, yeah. So we going out this weekend? We going
Saturday?
Out? Maybe.
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to go.
You're not?
No.
Why?
I'm going to the gym, bro.
You lame?
I'm going to the gym.
You're going to be lame?
Bro, here, bro. nah, to be honest with you, I think I'm going to the gym, bro.
Well, you could go to the gym, like, probably before, like, in the morning. All
right. I think I might go in the morning then, yeah. Morning. Yeah, just, but I don't know. Like, I'm trying to go in the
that's
afternoon.
That's what I always did. I don't know. I don't like the afternoon.
Afternoons, like, it's kind of better, bro.
No, I like the afternoons, but, like, for the gym, not really, because, I don't know. I feel like in the mornings, it's, like, more, like.
But then, I don't know if we're even going to go outside because no one's confirming anything yet. They're like, we got tickets, but then you got tickets. And I don't even know. Tickets. So I'm not going to go then. There's no point. Why would I just go last second?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Just go in the morning in case, like...
I'm just going morning. And if he says if I want to go in the afternoon, I'll just go
Yeah, but even though when I did go to the gym, I either did it after school or when it was during the weekends, it was in the mornings.
Yeah. But I think I might go in the morning then. Yeah, I don't know.
I'll see, bro. For, like, working out...
Because, like, the thing is, like, if I go Saturday and we don't have no tickets booked, bro, I'm going to look dumb with y'all. I'm going to be like this... tickets at. And he's like, I'm not gonna hold you back. Only got my tickets. I'm like, bro. I'm like, nah, bro. How you gonna not get me tickets, bro? I'm like, this is why I don't hang out with y'all no more. But Mitchell said he quote unquote got me, so I don't know. I don't believe it.
That's what I'm saying. You can't really just don't rely on other people. Just
nah, I think if I'm gonna be paying for my own stuff, I'll just stay home.
Just think about it. Just think about every person from the group chat. Really think about who would do it and who wouldn't. Like,
Mitchell wouldn't break bread.
Mitchell wouldn't. Alex
I don't know. I don't ask him for favors like that.
No, he would never break bread for anyone. He would. But like,
Giovanni probably would.
Yeah, no, he would for sure. Cookie, Pablo would.
Pablo would for sure.
Liam probably could.
But yeah, I don't want to ask Pablo because Pablo has done a good amount for me.
Yeah, no, so. I don't, like, you can't ask.
I don't want to bug, bro.
Leo, he probably can't.
Leo would break bread.
He would, but he doesn't have a job.
Yeah, you're right.
Bro, quit.
That's why it's called mommy's money.
I don't have any of that.
Oh.
But that's why I started working because I didn't get allowance. You did get allowance, huh?
Huh?
You get allowance?
Nah, I just get that like every year, like every once a year.
What? Money?
Yeah, which is like, it's like 10 bucks. Like 10 bucks 1 year, that's it.
Wait, so how do you be getting all your stuff?
All my stuff?
Yeah, like your shoes. I had
money saved up.
Phone, AirPods.
What, the shoes?
You do not save up 10 bucks every year and somehow buy a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, no, that's because I had birthday money too.
How much did you get for your birthday money?
Birthday,
you
like,
get
600,
a lot.
Like 600 bucks. And then plus a gift card for like 50 bucks on top of that.
I probably wouldn't even get 100 bucks or plus.
Nah, because family be rich like crazy, bro. they making it out.
Like I said, that's why I started working because I don't have family, much family.
No.
Well, I don't have any family out here.
No, I don't either. I go like 3 hours away to go.
Yeah, but they actually send you money.
They don't send me money. I go get it.
Oh. But yeah, like I'm over here like.
And then for New Year's, I got money, 20 bucks. And then for Christmas, I got another 20 bucks and then a gift card. That's where I paid my money for Apple Music.
Yeah, that's why I started working because it helped, but I'm not going to lie. I regret spending like more than half of it.
The regrets come right after it.
70% of what I bought, I regret.
You guys got to be smart with your money, man.
That's why I started being smart. I started like upgrading stuff, like getting clothes.
Dude, this was me personally. I'm just saying, bro. I would have had like 1K in my account right now.
Okay, when I first started working.
Right, Apple Music would take like 20 of it. Right?
When I first started working, I didn't buy anything.
Yeah.
And then I tried it out. And after that, I just felt like, oh man, money is crazy.
Like you're gonna have money coming anyway, so why not spend it?
Yeah, you're like, bro, I'm gonna make money anyway, so like might as well spend it on whatever I want, make myself look good. But I started ordering kind of a lot on Amazon. I mean, it wasn't really bad things. It was just I kind of got stuff that I didn't really need too much, or not yet at least. Mm-hmm. And that kind of just stacked up. So yeah, I kind of, and then on games and on food and stuff.
Not the games, bro.
Like the one thing I'm not probably gonna do again
is buy things on Fortnite.
Oh no, of course.
On Fortnite, bro, buy $25 V-Bucks skins, bro. Not even Leo. No, if Leo had the money, he would.
He would. I gave him 10 bucks one time for PSN, but he already had it.
Bro, you know what was the crazy part?
What?
Bro, was that? I told him, I was like, what'd you spend it on? He's like, I ain't gonna hold you back. V-Bucks. I'm like, nah, bro.
He told me.
I was like, V-Bucks?
I was like, nah, bro, you did me dirty. Bro. I didn't care. Cause just I gave you guys, bro, all already. But whatever.
Just for Fortnite, bro. I would cry if I spent money on Fortnite. On accident.
I just stopped because I don't play it. I don't buy anything.
I only play FIFA. So, like, I done spent like 25 bucks on FIFA already.
I know. You told me it's not even worth it.
It's worth it.
Is it worth it?
No. I don't waste it.
Like, I can tell why FIFA is fun, but, like,
no, it's not
why do you
worth
play
it
so much?
Because it's fun.
Is it really?
It's fire.
Like, I don't know. I'd rather just play the actual sport in person.
But you don't know how to play. No, it's right now. The game's kind of fire. You can invite. I'll be playing with Jose and Saul. That's why.
You play with them? They go to your house or something?
No. Wait. PS4, bro.
They got PS4?
Yes, bro.
You didn't invite them?
Huh?
To the chat?
No.
But
yeah, bro.
Oh, man.
If you can't break bread, you fake.
I'm not really gonna buy food again for like Mitchell.
Yeah, you think? What did I say last time? Probably, and what happened last time?
What made me overpay?
You think?
I spent 60.
For what?
Pizza.
Yeah, bro.
Okay, so this is what happened. So when Leo and Mitchell came over, we weren't even planning to eat, but then Mitchell's like, oh, if you can't break bread, you fake. I'm like, ugh.
You know he always gets to you, right?
Huh?
You know you let him get to you a lot, right?
Cause,
have you noticed that? Like, huh? you let him get his ways on you? You know that, right?
For what?
Everything.
Well, I mean, I guess. I mean, of course, I'm like that one guy that you rely on.
No, bro. You shouldn't be doing that.
Well, of course. Well, not to him. Like to literally anybody else, I would. Michelle just he just uses people a bit. Bro, you know why? The only reason he started talking to me was because I told him I worked at Pizza Hut. And he's like, oh, you think you bring me some pizza? I'm like, probably.
I know.
And ever since I started bringing him pizza, like, well, for like, when I first told him, I kind of brought him kind of daily. I'd bring him like a lot, like boxes weekly.
To his house?
Yeah. I just walked his house.
Well, yeah, you work outside. Oh, yeah, you guys are close.
So I just give him whatever because I would keep some for my family. Mm-hmm. And then I would give the rest to him. And then, man, he would devour it.
Them brownies were fire.
No, but like,
they smacked. I forgot how they taste like.
I remember how they tasted like.
They fire.
I ate them daily, and I'm so glad I left because I don't have to do that anymore. Well, no, not even that. I stopped at some point, like eating a lot of it. I would eat some, but then I just wouldn't eat as much as I used to.
Yeah.
Because before I would eat brownies and cookies daily at Mr. C's, and that's why I was fat. And
brownies are protein. No, it's just
100% sugar.
It's max though.
Dude, I know. But
like bro, it's max, bro. The little chocolate. Then the little
dude, chocolate. When I warm it up, bro, so good.
Then them cookies were hit different when they were soft and warm, bro.
I know.
Oh, bro.
But I'm just glad that
it hit different in the morning, bro. It hit more different in the morning than the afternoon, like from Mr. Camarada class.
I'm just glad I stopped because it's like I didn't have to. Because at some point, I realized I started eating way too much.
Yeah.
So I just, like...
Stopped.
Yeah. Because, I started getting a lot. A lot.
Because,
Remember I told you I was, like, 230 or 240?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like that. And, I was like... I ended freshman year 209, which is basically what I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a little shorter last year. So, if anything, I'm doing better right now.
Mm-hmm.
And... the start of sophomore year, I was maybe, I would say 215.
Because
during the break, I ate pizza kind of daily. Didn't work out too much. Man, my plan was to work out the whole summer, and I didn't because I started working. I was tired.
Mm-hmm.
And as the months kept going, that whole semester,
yeah,
I was basically almost 230. The highest I saw was 227.
230 almost.
Yes, bro. That's literally like... 20 pounds more right now. So I was like, I can't be doing this no more. Something told me in my head. I'm like, bro, if I don't stop, bro, I'm gonna get diabetes. The amount of stuff I was eating, I'm like, I gotta stop.
The sugar was crazy, huh?
But it was good though. It was really good.
It's mess, but no, bro. Can't keep doing that, man.
I know.
It's smack though. I'm gonna hold you back. Them brought it for fire.
Yes.
Warming them up.
But yeah, when I start working again, I can't say I am going to work at a theater, but I'm going to try my best to work at a theater
because
it'll be cool.
Because,
Of course, my mom doesn't want me to go too far.
I mean, close, but not too far.
Yeah. She doesn't want me to go too far. Well, she just doesn't want to drive too far. That's why.
Mm.
If I had my own car, she wouldn't care, but she doesn't want to drive too far. But she said the furthest she would drive is to the theaters because, you know, she wants that discount on movies and stuff.
To the theaters, bro.
Yeah.
That's the max?
Yeah. Because you know where Michelle lives and you know where AMC is at, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the furthest she'll go. Because Pizza Hut was kind of close. It was like maybe a 5-minute drive. It wasn't even that long. And yeah, I'll just see what job I get. Hopefully I get the theater, chill at theater, do whatever.
We'll be fire, though.
I know, but because it's not even that hard.
You haven't done anything. You're just chilling there, waiting for people to
like you just like you playing the. I think if you play the movies, I think you could just watch the movies too.
You're just there waiting.
Yeah.
Until the movie ends. That's when you pick up the mess.
But yeah, it's not even that hard because people like, you know, of course people aren't like, well, you know, of course there's going to be those people that don't care and will drop food.
Yeah, but still.
Like most of the time, it's not even that messy. You just pick up like maybe like little bits of popcorn from the ground and you're done. You just clean them real quick. It's not even that hard.
Yeah.
And even after that, you're basically done because it's not like you got to clean every second because you know how long the movies are.
Yeah, like depending on the movies, it's like 2 hours, 3 hours almost.
Yeah, so it's like it's chilling. You're chilling.
Yeah.
And
it's fire though.
The only thing I hope I don't do is I don't want to be like a cashier, like at the snack bar and stuff.
Well, they'd be going like crazy there.
I know.
You buying know. Everything out, bro. they be getting the little premium accounts and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know how they be doing it, bro. I don't know how people manage to keep that account open. But yeah, bro. It's not bad either. This was this top four. This episode with Los Hermanitos.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. Till next episode.
Till the next episode of Los Hermanitos.
Peace.